Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Comes down to one last play. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did!
Just got out of the locker room. Obviously, the guys are disappointed. You know, when you lose a game like that, you know, that's a tough one to swallow. This is one game, right? I know it's, like I said, when you lose on the last play, it's going to hurt, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. I'm going to hang out with Stinger and Stinger 2 and Buzzy and Wings.
And Ruth Buzzy.
And Stripey. We got Ruth Buzzy. Oh, that's good. It's Ruth Buzzy. I'm going to go hang out with my bees.
If you get that reference. Make sure your affairs are in order. If you would like to come with me, or instead with Wani and Tanny, they're going to be at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan, and it's going to be Sunday. It's going to be a good time. 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, because there is a time change. So 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central on Sunday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan. It's going to be great. If you haven't hung out with Wani and or Tanny, you are in for a treat. So go to Four Winds Casino this Sunday. Watch the NFL slate. Get ready for Sunday Night Football with our guys. So the Hail Mary last year was an inflection point for the Bears.
Yeah, it was. I think without punishing Tyreek Stevenson head on and making it extend into the week, and then doing it softly the way that he did, Matt Eberflus effectively lost that team.
Yeah, and you had a player who didn't quite understand the depth of the mistake. And I was in the locker room the next week when people had asked him about it, and it still didn't quite come out. You know, like he didn't see it for what it is.
Yeah, but you know, we've had an opportunity these last 2 weeks, I guess 3 weeks now with the bye, to observe a Tyreek Stevenson that we see growing. We've talked about it. Other people have noticed it as well, obviously. Growing in terms of his work habits, his study habits, his practice habits.
And maybe figuring out why some of that stuff has been an issue for him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the hope is that it continues. Growth is not always linear. There might be some fallbacks here. But here's what he had to say about using all of that stuff from last year as a growing experience.
Here we are today, so I'm here for all questions to get all answers.
It's like talking to Kevin Byard on his podcast. He said it still hurts. Why does it still hurt, and sort of how do you use that to help you grow from it?
Like I said on the podcast, it still hurts because at the end of the day, I'm a football player, and the last thing I want to do is have a play that's not so good and my name be memorable, you know, on top of all the good things I did. It could overshadow that, but just use it as motivation to come out and stay focused on all tasks, and definitely learn to wait till the clock hit 00. So just use that as a learning curve to mature and be the cornerback that this team needs.
What was it like going through that?
It was harsh, you know. It hurt my feelings, and the best thing, that's the best way I could explain it, just hurt my feelings, just you know, being a football player and having one of those mistakes that's going to linger around even when my son grew up, you know, got to explain that to him. So definitely hurt, but just use it as fuel.
Did it make you better?
Knowing that these fans, how fans react, they're going to be trying to get at you this weekend. How do you mentally prepare yourself just for whatever you might face from the crowd in Washington?
By remembering that it's 10 guys that I've been working with all week to prepare for this game, and I'm the only 10 guys I got to answer to.
Tyreek Stevenson, he says he knows when his son grows up that his son is going to have to answer for that. That remember that the internet lives forever. It's printed in ink, and it's going to be there. And he just had that son. Tyreek Jr. Yeah. is brand new to his life. To me, that's part of the story that's going on. Our interview with Jalen Johnson was wonky technologically the other day, but we did get at least the beginning of an answer from him about Tyreek and how he sees that the switch has flipped, and in terms of kind of like playing like a grown-up, practicing like a grown-up. I can't help but think that having a son can do that to you, as there he is referencing that right there in an honest answer about his feelings being hurt.
That's right. And I was thinking about this because, and we'll play this game right now.
Okay.
When we saw the guy.
Is it Piggy? I'm ready to play.
Now you know the rules. You can play it. But when you saw the kid from Arizona drop the ball at the one-yard line, what's the first name you thought of?
DeMarcado. The first name I thought of was DeSean Jackson.
Right? And so
– damn good NFL career.
Yeah, really good NFL career.
Legendary and plays. DeSean Jackson, you could think of his punt return in, what, the final minute?
Yes.
In a Giants-Eagles game?
Yes. But that's one of the things that'll live on his resume
yes.
and at the top of his resume.
You're right.
And it's the same thing for Tyreek. And – I appreciate the acknowledgement of it. I also appreciate the vulnerability to be like, yeah, it hurt. It hurt, and it still hurts to know that I didn't do right by the guys that are on my team in that moment.
Yeah.
And figuring that part out and not maybe lashing out at people or whatever, that's growth. That's understanding and being accountable for what it is that you've done. Instead of kind of projecting outward and be like, oh, well, this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. No,
yeah.
I messed up. And I have to live with that.
The other sub-story on this one is Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. And here's what Caleb had to say about what he has learned in his weeks and months since that game.
Does it still sting? Obviously, you don't want to lose, especially in that fashion of a Hail Mary. So does it bother me? I'm not going to speak for everybody else. Does it bother me? Yeah, in the sense of, you know, I want to go out there and I want to win every single game that I got. And I know that's not going to happen. So, you know, being able to, you know, orchestrate, you know, this game, orchestrate this week, you know, have the guys focus on what we need to focus on, I think is where I'm at, and not necessarily going down the rabbit hole of you know, the revenge title or anything like that. You know, I think it's being able to focus on us. This team's different than last year. The coaching obviously is different. Every, you know, a bunch of things are different. So being able to focus on us and be able to lead these guys the way that, you know, they need to be led, and be able to go out there and focus on what we need to focus on to be able to go win the game at the end of the day.
Because of how that game ended last year and how the subsequent ones went after that, what did you learn about, I guess, that 24-hour rule? Because I know you mentioned it at the time with Arizona, like just being able to flush something that was so bad and being able to move on. As a leader, what did you learn about that?
Yeah, I got to do a better job in those situations. I think, you know, we had those first two games this year. And I think I did a better job of, you know, being able to come into the facility and be able to move on. And, you know, there, I mean, we got our tails whooped the second game. We had a comeback game that we allowed the team to come back on us. So, you know, those are tough games, especially to start the season, and, you know, versus divisional opponents. So being able to come in here and be the same guy, but also understand, you know, my energy, my attitude, my, you know, how I come in here each and every day, you know, whether it's a win or a loss, you know, affects everybody, affects the building. And so, you know, I think it starts with myself and being able to and look at myself in the mirror in those ways when things aren't going right, and then being able to come in here when things are going right and be the exact same guy.
The homecoming aspect to that game add to the sting for you?
Yeah, that was probably a little bit of it. Just because, you know, when you go back home, I think any player, any coach, any, you know, whatever case, any competitor, when you go back home and, you know, you're going to be in front of whether your people are actually there or, you know, they're going to be watching because it's home. And so being able to Come out with a win. Always feels a little bit better when you can do it at home, and you know, not being able to go back home as much as you know you may like or anything like that because of what the job requires. And so when you do get to go back home and play in front of a crowd and play in front of you know a crowd that you know many fans were you know whether it's high school or you know little leagues or anything like that that you know have watched me growing up. You know you want to be able to win those games.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The crazy thing about Caleb kind of rehashing everything that happened in Washington for me is had the Tyreek play not happened, the headline from that game is Caleb Williams rallies Bears to tough road win. That's what becomes the thing in that game is Caleb Williams having this victorious homecoming.
Agreed.
And it's funny because he downplayed going back there last year.
But he acknowledges it now.
And now it might have been like, oh, it's not a big deal. I don't feel feelings. And then you walk in there like, oh, I'm feeling feelings.
I'm glad he's acknowledging it, man. You're human, dude. It's all right. And I feel like it's kind of a process for Caleb. We're seeing much more of a genuine, comfortable dude this year than we saw last year. And I get it. You're young. You're trying to lead. Just like you said at the beginning of that thing.
Yeah.
It's a matter of leading guys the right way. The more genuine you are, the easier it is to lead, in my opinion.
Speaking of leadership.
Yo.
Someone I know has got some leadership questions that we need to talk about.
I got some work to do.
No, you're fine. Yeah. But you do have a thing.
I got a thing. I got commitments. I also have a lineup. I have a Cubs lineup,
Ooh. Which
I can give you when we come back.
All right,
as well.
We'll share the Cubs lineup. We'll see if the thing that Speeds won it happened. And he's got some commitments that he's going to have to work through tonight.
That's
we'll
true.
Explain next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.